Most times we walk into a meeting talking about innovation, blockchain is not on the topic, right? And we leave the meeting, we walk in and, with the perception that we will hear, why blockchain? We walk out, why not blockchain, right? What has helped change that narrative from why to why not is partners like Microsoft. Mm. Because of the pace that they're innovating, the services that they're bringing, the capabilities, to paraphrase what Mike was saying, is phenomenal because it eases our ability to translate sort of action into value.
Here's the thing. We got to get rid of this idea in our heads that there's a difference between business and technology. Mm. They're one and the same. Mm. There's no business on this planet that doesn't have technology as a key enabler. So we have to get past that, and we have to move to, okay, we've got this great technology of blockchain, and it provides us these great capabilities. Fantastic. We've got these tools in our toolbox. Now we've got this business that we're running. How can we either optimize what we have, and we're going to get some level of return, or we can reevaluate our business and look at a real transformation-based project. And that's where a lot of value is coming, and that's where, our partnership is key.
Welcome to an Encore podcast presentation from Forbes Books at ForbesBooks.com.
I'm here at the Blockland Solutions Conference in Cleveland. I'm with Arun Ghosh. He is the U.S. blockchain leader at KPMG. And Mike Walker, he is the Senior Director of Applied Innovation at Microsoft. It's really great to talk to you guys here at this event, because when companies like yours show up at an event like this, the world notices, right? I mean, there's lots of little players in this space, and that's what we've seen for a few years. But when the big guys and gals show up, everyone goes, oh, this is a real thing now. So I want to hear your background, your history with blockchain, and what brings you to Blockland. And Mike, let's start with you.
Sure. Yeah. So it's with Microsoft, it's been a gradual progression. It's actually been a really interesting one. And early on, we looked at the problem maybe a little bit differently than the rest of the industry. Our big philosophy at Microsoft is all about empowerment and enablement of developers to do great things. That is the same in the blockchain world. So when we booted up our blockchain capability, and it was just exactly that, blockchain capability, we don't have an actual blockchain ledger technology.
Yes.
We use others and figure out what is the best and most appropriate. So that journey has been all around how can we add more pieces to make you on your blockchain journey more successful, get that ROI that you're looking to get out of these technologies.
And Arun?
Yes, I am a partner in our digital practice, and it's one of those things, you raise your hand and you end up owning it. So that's what happened with blockchain.
How long ago was that?
About 18 months ago.
Okay.
Right. And we just looked at the technology and its emerging importance to us as a 125-year-old firm. And we said, it's really either going to reshape what we do between audit, tax, and advisory, or it's going to accelerate what we already do, right?
And either one of those would be fine.
It would be fine, right. And so we said, let's take a, real hard look at what it's doing out there. And we were very fortunate to start doing work in different industries. And we saw the same cycle with big data 5 years ago. And as a typical consultant, we think in frameworks. So it's like promise, premise, and proof. So what are the three P's?
Yes.
It's simple. It's easier to sort of anchor people and audiences around that. And with blockchain, what we're realizing is with great partners like Microsoft, the premise and the promise, we're past that phase.
Yes.
Now it's all about proof of value.
Yes.
And how do we go there? So that's what we're doing.
In your scenario, well, first of all, I just want to note that it's pretty fascinating that you, Arun, you're with KPMG, and it's, as you said, a 125-year-old firm. I actually didn't realize it had that long of a history. And Microsoft is not a 125-year-old firm, right? I don't know where DOS was 125 years ago, but it wasn't on a computer. It was, it was in someone's DNA yet to be baked. How old is Microsoft?
40 years.
40 years.
Yeah,
so, which frankly, I think would surprise a lot of people. I mean,
right?
So 78? Literally
77.
40? 77,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it is fascinating, and we're going to talk about why the two of you are here talking together in the partnership that your companies have. But it is pretty interesting for a 125-year-old company and a 40-year-old company to be meeting to find ways to work together on emerging technology. I want to come back to what you said, Mike. Do you have a sense of the time frame within Microsoft where blockchain became a conversation that was really important and worth noting?
Yeah, so let me actually take one small step back.
Sure.
and talk about, so we've got a 150-year-old company. We've got a 40-year-old-plus company. What is in our DNA that keeps us reinvigorating ourselves?
Yes.
It's a notion of being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
And
That's really the mantra of enterprises today, that you really have to be in that mode to survive. And so while Microsoft is 40 plus years old, there's many other 40-year-old companies that didn't survive.
Yes.
Right? So I think the big thing that people should take away out of this and the constant collaboration that we have with partners like KPMG is in our DNA, we're always challenging the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
So to your question, and to that point, and a great segue into when do we start thinking about blockchain? You know, we started thinking about blockchain, I would say, about 2.5 years ago, maybe mm-hmm. 3 years ago. And even
now, I'm guessing that in both of your firms, mm-hmm. there were people thinking about blockchain, because there's been people thinking about blockchain everywhere.
Sure.
But it's different when it becomes worthy of conversations on a department, group, and institutional level.
So we had lots of activity, like in our research, Microsoft research area, even 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, correct.
However, in actual engineering terms and productization, really started having serious conversations around the 2.5, 3-year-ish mark.
Yeah. So, and Arun, you were going to add something.
No, I was going to say, from a KPMG perspective, the concept of trust and how do you disseminate and decentralize trust when at the board level, the firm started realizing that this is where you hire an auditor to essentially validate a trusted transaction.
Yes.
Same thing with tax, right? And you can't do those things until you understand either the ledger or the data within it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to us, from a KPMG perspective, to add to what Microsoft's innovation is to essentially understand the trust mechanism and the trust exchange mm-hmm. and how blockchain can make that much more transparent, which is essentially the immutable aspect of it, and how can KPMG lead the conversation with those issues?
And Arun, I want to build on that a little bit.
We've got a lot of building going on.
Yeah. Go figure,
one,
right?
One block at a time.
Yeah, one block at a time. That's right.
So
and don't try to erase any of this either.
I'm going to add a note into this conversation, guys. So here's the deal. So if you hopped in your DeLorean and you went back 10 years, and you
with Michael J. Fox.
You got to have the Fox.
Yeah.
So if you go back 10 years and you look at the top 10 companies as far as market capitalization, only one company exists on that list. Not to brag, it's Microsoft. However, the most important tidbit of that isn't necessarily who survived. The most important tidbit is if you go to today and you look at the latest version, which is the 2017 version that's published, you'll find that of all the companies, they're all technology-first companies.
Mm-hmm.
6 of the 10 are high-tech companies.
Yes.
And there is a common thread here. The distributed business model is coming, and it's coming at us hard. And so we have to embrace technologies that make it easy to adopt that business model. This isn't a technology problem.
Right.
This is a fundamental rethink of how we engage with our customers. And so I think we have to keep that in mind as we're thinking through this. Trust, we've all needed trust in the past, but now it's pushed to the edge where we're having 25 billion devices in the wild by the next 2 years. How do you manage all that?
Yeah.
How do you monetize that? How do you protect yourself? And that's where blockchain is a fascinating and very compelling solution for these very large companies.
One of the things that's interesting in what you just said, I'm going to build on what you just said,
to
borrow a phrase from this earlier parts of this interview. You just referred to a problem, and yet it's interesting. This is one of those times where I think the problem wasn't obvious that it was a problem until a solution arrived and made us all realize that there was something better than what we were doing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that makes this a really fascinating point in technological and business history.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at history, typically for change to occur, there needs to be an event.
Yes.
And there needs to be a forcing function. And we've seen that. You know, I had a conversation last night with a congressman and talked about innovation. And the last major wave of innovation in the U.S. was after World War II, right? And there was a catalyst for that,
yes.
Right? You know, same thing today. Businesses have a heightened level of anxiety. It's not fear, it's anxiety around the barrier of innovation being so low that anybody can upend their business. It's not just their competitors.
It's like the person in the garage.
So let's set the standard here.
Yeah.
When we say guy, it's gender neutral.
Okay. Well, sometimes we'll say gal too, because we want to be, you know, we want to be inclusive here.
Right, right.
So that brings me to a really interesting point. I'm talking with Mike Walker. He's with Microsoft. He's the Senior Director of Applied Innovation. He's located right here in Cleveland, which is home of Blockland, and this is the Blockland Solutions Conference. I'm also talking with Arun Ghosh. He's with KPMG. He's the U.S. blockchain leader. It's fascinating to me, again, to be talking to the two of you, because I'm imagining that the questions or the challenges that your separate clients are bringing to you are very different in a way. You're with a technology company. You're with a big four. Yeah,
that's
a big four, right.
Ourselves.
I mean, consulting and lots of other things.
Sure.
I'm guessing in some ways the challenges that your separate clients are bringing to you may look different, but are actually beginning to look very similar, and that the two companies that you work for really need each other to begin to address those challenges in the most effective way.
Absolutely, and if I may, and then I'll let Mike join, is at the core of a services business or an advisory business or even an audit business is to engage at the time of, it's not just clients, whether it's in life sciences and consumer products or government, raise their hand and say, hey, we need help. What we try to do is, as trusted advisors for a long time, is also push the innovation agenda.
Yes. Let's offer them a solution before they knew they had the problem.
Right.
Yes.
And most times, you know, we walk into a meeting talking about innovation. Blockchain is not on the topic.
Yes.
Right? And we leave the meeting. We walk in and, you know, with the perception that we will hear, why blockchain? We walk out, why not blockchain?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And what that's
very well said.
And what has helped change that narrative from why to why not is partners like Microsoft. Mm. Because of the pace that they're innovating, the services that they're bringing, the capabilities, to paraphrase what Mike was saying, is phenomenal. Because it eases our ability to translate sort of action into value.
Yes.
Right? Once clients decide, I'll give you an example of a pharmaceutical. The pharmaceutical company essentially said, look, we have to look at a big issue or regulatory issue, which is the Drug Supply Chain Security Act, DSCSA of 2019 and 2022. 2019 requires most manufacturers, almost all manufacturers, to provide proof of return of product and proof of destruction, right? You can do it in many different ways.
Yes.
You don't necessarily need blockchain.
Yes.
But then when we started engaging with the customer, we said, you know, why not? But look at Microsoft Azure, right? And look at the blockchain as a service capability. Look at, just from an Azure perspective, don't just look at blockchain.
Yes.
Because when we lead the conversation on blockchain, it's already over. You've got to understand, and we talk
how it fits into the entire ecosystem.
And the value story.
Yes.
What are you going to achieve? Is it efficiency? Is it a cost takeout? Is it some more optimization, to use Mike's word again? And what we're finding is that not only there's their appetite, but having Microsoft at the table is making it easier for KPMG to not only engage, but also deliver.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah. So it's, and I just want to jump in here for a minute. I mean, another way of saying that is, it's probably true that your clients, nobody wakes up saying, I want blockchain.
Correct.
Right.
They say, I want a solution. And if blockchain is part of the solution, then sure, it can be blockchain. And I'll embrace it because it's accomplishing what I need to get done.
So the other side of that coin, and which I agree completely with what you're saying, Arun, the other side is the challenge that we have as being, you know, the philosophy of being enablers with great technology, making it easy, giving you the power of choice, is we quickly get past the technology conversations and it quickly shifts to a business conversation.
Yes.
So we have to have great business partners like KPMG and others to come to the table and work collaboratively. And I'll get on a small soapbox for about 10 seconds and say,
you can have 20.
Oh, fantastic. All right, I'm going to
As long as you say, I'm going to build on that.
So we're going to build on this. So here's the thing. We got to get rid of this idea in our heads that there's a difference between business and technology.
Mm.
They're one and the same. Mm. There's no business on this planet that doesn't have technology as a key enabler. So we have to get past that, and we have to move to, okay, we've got this great technology of blockchain, and it provides us these great capabilities. Fantastic. We've got these tools in our toolbox. Now we've got this business that we're running. How can we either optimize what we have, and we're going to get some level of return, or we can reevaluate our business and look at a real transformation-based project. And that's where a lot of value is coming, and that's where, you know, our partnership is key, is in those ideation-based sessions where we go, listen, you know, we've been around for 140 years. You know, we've seen a few things, and we've seen these levels of change and how you manage that change and how it manifests, combining with the technology. It's a powerful conversation.
Yes. So I have a question for both of you, and it may make me look naive, and I'll live with it if that's what happens. Is this the first time this kind of partnership has developed between a company like KPMG and Microsoft, or have there been other periods in business history where we saw the kind of partnership that the two of you are engaged with for the benefit of your clients?
I'd say, you know, from the Microsoft perspective, you know, our entire strategy has been about partners. And so, you know, through the 80s and 90s, I mean, that was really the differentiator where you saw Microsoft really propel.
So in other words, not just partnering with the users of your product, but with partners who could introduce your product.
Absolutely. Because we're not the last mile questions and the business solutioning and all that. We've relied very heavily on our partner ecosystem.
But of course, the product you were selling at the time was very different, right? I mean, you were selling software, and this is not software.
This is not software. And so you provide a great segue into what I was going to lead into, which is...
You were going to build on it.
We're
building a lot of things. Yeah, keep going.
I would love to see this outcome here. Yeah. So now that the entire technology landscape has shifted from SKUs and boxes to services that are constantly updating, right? Now we have to have those business conversations, and that level of partnership changes, and it becomes much more rich, where it was before very much of, hey, you're my partner. Mm-hmm. Here, let me throw this over the wall to you. Mm-hmm. Now it's much more, I got to have you involved early on. We got to be talking together.
It's truly a collaborative conversation to create a solution.
And if I may, I think in the 80s and 90s, you saw the whole ERP revolution. And then you had the internet revolution. And all these sort of revolutions, if I can call them, is nothing but evolving capability, right? Because, you know, it went from ARPANET to internet, right? And then internet to decentralized internet, which is what blockchain is, right? And from a partnership perspective, what has happened, I think, in the last decade, or even more so in the last 5 years, I'd say, it's become more of a community.
Yes.
Right? Because to us, a consumer product, a retailer, life sciences company, or government, or I come to these three, or telco, end up using a Microsoft platform enabled by KPMG, we're now three or four participants that have built a community around the capability of blockchain.
Yes.
Right? And that is becoming increasingly important because it goes beyond the partnership. Because the customer's customer, so in this case would be the end consumer of Azure blockchain, and our customer have the same objectives to align on co-innovation, co-optimization, and co-creation of value. And until those three things align, and which is why I think blockchain is enabling that, because it's inherently designed for sort of co-investment and co-nurturing. It's a lot of co's, but I'm building on the co's because of that very reason.
Well, right. I mean, in a sense, the relationship between the players has changed.
Significantly.
Everybody's a stakeholder in this.
I like that.
But the other thing I really like is that Microsoft gets to keep doing what it does best. KPMG gets to keep doing what it does best. And it's not confusing to the client because the combination, there's no competitive aspect to what you're doing. I mean, if there was, you'd work it out. There may be some thin margin of place. But the client just walks away knowing they don't have to call this vendor for this and that vendor for that, and something breaks, and you have a solid partnership. Your stakeholders, they're a stakeholder, and they just know at the end of the day, again, they're going to get the solution that works specifically well for them because it's been created for them to do the thing they need.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. It's very exciting. Do you, each of you want to talk about where you see this relationship between your two companies going in the next few years and in relationship to the evolution of blockchain?
I started last. I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, thanks.
I think there was a little punting going on here.
Being good partners.
There you go.
I think from a Microsoft perspective, it's a significant investment of our time because there's reciprocity.
Yes.
Very simple,
yes.
Right? I'm being very candid. Why shouldn't we not, right?
Yes.
And the reciprocity helps two things. Our teams collaborate, our teams produce, our teams deliver. Those are central to any technology and any transformation exercise. And as soon as, and the moment you lose sight of that and start talking about commercials and revenues, you know, things get lost.
Yes.
So I think from a partnership perspective...
Well, it's a lack of focus, frankly.
Lack of focus. And, yes. and that level of the spirit of integrity is one thing, but implementing is very important to us. And that, we've found that out together. And from a blockchain perspective, I think the continuous innovation, we've been super impressed, to say it mildly, in how the product engineering teams, the product leadership...
You're talking about over at Microsoft.
At Microsoft.
Your partner, Microsoft.
Engineering teams, Microsoft has a whole ecosystem called One Commercial Partner, OCP, that enables us, like KPMG, are very focused on our success and our customer success. I keep calling that because it's not just a business-to-consumer model. It's business-to-business-to-business,
right?
And from that perspective... As Microsoft innovates, we also have a feedback loop. As good partners, we go back into engineering and to Mike and others to say, hey, from an innovation perspective, here are a couple of signals that you need to be picking up on. Mm-hmm. So last night, both Mike and I were at that event with the congressman, and identities and decentralized identities is massively important for people. I bring that up because it's been in the news lately. It is continuing to dominate news cycles every 6 weeks. Somebody has a data breach. Yes. Somebody has something. And we both know that underpinning any identity management solutions, whether it's healthcare, it's loyalty programs, it's airlines, whatever it is that's what blockchain was designed to do. And I think from a 2019 to 2022 outlook, we're going to see identity management, adoption of and expansion of enterprise networks built on blockchain, whether vertically, right? So from manufacturer to distributor to dispenser or whatever the vertical integration looks like, are going to be two big themes that we're going to work together on. Take your take on it.
Yeah, so I think you said it beautifully. And so I just, you know, major kudos there because, and there was a bit of psychology there, a reason why I wanted Arun to go first here. And that is not punting necessarily, but, you know, when people look at these solutions and they say, hey, you know, I want blockchain, they're not saying they want blockchain. They say, hey, look, I got a supply chain that I have no visibility into. Yeah. You know, I'm Chipotle and I've got a food quality issue. Boy, I really wish I was able to track my produce.
Where is the problem?
Right.
Yes.
And so the beautiful part about Arun talking about his viewpoint into this is they're the very much the tip of the spear. You know, they are looking at this from a business transformation perspective. And like we talked about before, Microsoft, how we are built as a company, our strategy is dependent on our partner ecosystem.
Yes.
Because we're not here to develop end user solutions. Mm-hmm. That's not our business.
Yes.
Our business is to create new and compelling capabilities for people, whether it be Arun with KPMG or the actual end customer those themselves, to build great things, great technologies. So that answers your question very simply. But taking it to where you were taking Arun is there is a phenomenal opportunity for a feedback loop. Okay, so there are different questions and different concerns in which they're seeing from their viewpoint.
Yes.
And the key thing that we're doing more of, we always did it. It was a bit programmatic and more mechanical at times. But today, because we know technology is evolving not every 2 years and shipping a box, but now it's on a weekly basis, the feedback has to be immediate. And the richness in the dialogue has to be there on a continuous basis. So the biggest difference is, yes, we've already had a partnership, but now it's highly, highly collaborative. And most importantly, we're listening.
I can't, unless you have a last word, I don't know how to top
he
that.
He said it all.
I'm here with Arun Ghosh. He's with KPMG. He's the U.S. blockchain leader. And Mike Walker, he's with Microsoft. He's the Senior Director of Applied Innovation. Arun is based in Boston. Mike is based here in Cleveland, which is, of course, home to the Blockland Solutions Conference and the Blockland Initiative. I want to thank you both for being here. This is really a great conversation.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to this Encore podcast presentation from Forbes Books at ForbesBooks.com.